John, the recent unbeaten run's come to an end. What was your take on the 90 minutes?
I'm still in a little bit of shock. I don't know what you guys think. I don't think it was a 4-1 result. I'm sure people who weren't here would think that's quite an easy result for Bolton, an easy win, but I don't think it was that. I thought for disappointed with the first goal from a set piece. Second one comes from the set piece again. Jimmy was a bit unfortunate with the own goal. After a great start as well, we've lost Toomer's goal. So it started really well. I thought we kept it for periods in the first half as well. But as we say, it's goals, isn't it? And I thought for the middle of the pitch, it was an even game. Second half, I thought we dominated it for long periods. I thought they were on the rack a little bit. If Flo would have got the penalty decision and Amissori and Flo's chance would have... You know, but that's just buts, isn't it? But the effort from the lads, I can't fault. And I'm not going to get on the lads back after the run that they've had. And their heads aren't down. We're already now looking forward to Scunthorpe. If we can take that performance for long periods, I thought we dominated, especially second half, then we'll take that to Tuesday. And it's a good chance to bounce back with a game midweek.
It did start so well, didn't it? We saw Oz Toomer doing something very similar at the County Ground before Christmas. Yeah. What a great strike.
Yeah, it was, and I thought this one was better because it was like a half volley, so very difficult. And when it's then, it's great, isn't it? Away at Bolton, you've got the 1-0 lead, and we needed to keep it for longer, I thought. Medin was a handful first half, but I thought we coped with him better second half after we had a chat at half time. But it's very difficult. We can't keep coming back from a 2-goal deficit every week. And we tried, and it might have been interesting if we'd have got that one early on, but it wasn't to be today. But they get the goal late on, which makes it look like it's a really convincing result. But I thought we tested them today, but disappointed they haven't. We're coming away with no points and the run's ended, but it's a chance to start another run on Tuesday.
25-30 minutes of that second half, you were the better side, and Bakayoko was forced wide when he had that shot. Cuvelier having an effort which many of us thought had just crept over the line. What was your take on that?
Yeah, I don't think, I just had a look on the video, and I don't think it was over, so you're not going to get any gripe from me for that one. But I thought we tried. I thought if we'd have got one in that period, a bit like Bury, then I think we'd have had the momentum and gone forward and got back in the game. But it wasn't to be today. I thought the fans were great today. I thought staying to the end and to come up here in the weather that it is, I think it's a credit to the fans as well. And I think they'll admit that it wasn't through lack of effort from the players. It just wasn't to be today. And a few goals were fortuitous, and we can probably defend better on a couple of them. But that's where individually we'll improve, and we'll lose as a team today, and we'll try and bounce back on Tuesday.
Not far off the top six still. I think it's still only 5 points, so you know it's time to start another run now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's how you can be. I'm disappointed, but I'm not too frustrated with the performance. I can't fault the lads' effort. I know it's a massive respect the way that they switched to match us up. Mm-hmm. So it's a big respect to us from Phil for that and for the players. But I think the first half made it very difficult for us. I thought we looked quite comfortable at times as well. But you don't always get your rewards, and we need to try and just make sure we take that second half into Tuesday night.